So what are some of the cons today? I mean, we're talking about in Plato's day and Hegel's that, you know, they use language to change the popular movements of their day. How do we see that today? Because, I mean, there are numerous examples. I just wanted to bring, you know, something up to so that people can start to see if they're not familiar or used to really seeing how language is used in that manipulative way. So what are some of those examples today, you know, in the media, in the political discourse? Do you have like some examples of language and how it's used today to co-opt movements?
Well, in last, was it, I think, the July 7th show, we talked about, we mentioned the fact that even the word future has been taken from us. That, I mean, if you listen to the airwaves, whenever the discussion of future comes up, it is guaranteed it's about the latest science and technology. So, I mean, that's not even subtle conditioning to just tell the vast majority, you know, go sit down and shut up and wait for us to deliver the future to you, you know, because obviously that's a specialized activity, creating the future, because only scientists and experts can bring us our future, because it's about the latest science and technology, and we're not able to do that stuff, right? So that's one example. Another is when you look at what threat, you have to, I think it's important to look at what concepts are particularly threatening to power. And claiming the future is one. Another is claiming the earth. So when you look at anything to do with that, you're going to see you're going to see power heavily into propagandistic effort to control how we think about it. So for instance, because it's pretty clear that there is a hunger for the earth out there, and that young people today, in response to the absence of other options for their energy, are in fact turning more and more to trying to reconnect with the earth. So power has had no choice given the consumption of the planet and the massive economic and environmental crises that result from the consumption of the planet, because you can't do that twice, right? Has been forced to concede, oh yes, we need to be more self-sufficient. We need to have good, healthy, locally grown, organic food. That is, those who are, you know, those who are in a privileged position in certain communities, whether privileged by, you know, the various ways we're privileged. So yeah, this whole local movement is something that I think power has rushed to claim and step in and say, you know, yeah, you should be doing that. Let's focus on that. And I think you will inevitably see an effort to, every propaganda effort of power tries to divert progressive energy, the impulse towards loving your brothers and sisters, towards the state. It's always done that, right? I mean, that's what unifies power's thinking over the millennia, is take our wanting to be loving to each other and direct it towards, but you know, you can do that, we're told, by supporting the state. If you support the best state, that's furthering all these great principles that you say you want. You know, justice, the state can handle that. Food for all, the state can handle that. And gradually we become more and more passive, and, you know, our energy gets sapped because, you know, nothing is required of us but to support the state in whatever ways we're told the state needs support. And it's very de-energizing, and, you know, it makes us lethargic, because as living things, you know, we're these powerful, energetic, you know, we're these limitlessly powerful, you know, we come to the world. And I always picture my little grandchild, sweetie, when I see, when I say those words, because each child, when it comes into the world, is this bam, reality check. Oh, that's what we're supposed to be. And depending on how you react to that, you're going to either create a major threat to power, or, you know, you're going to take your anger out on that powerful being for your loss of power, right? So to the degree we wake up and see who is the culprit, who stole our power, why we are lethargic, then we're building that critical mass for a future in which we can all live our full human possibilities.